The time is approximately 2:25. The date is Wednesday, 18th of April, 1984. The press is room 124. The judiciary hearing room located within the Capitol Building of Juneau, Alaska. Members of the Judiciary Committee present for the hearing day are all the members of the committee, with the exception of Representative Winty and Representative Coxon. Scheduled matters that interest before the committee today are House Bill 298, an act establishing the nation's petroleum reserve, Alaska Special Revenue Fund, and providing for effective date, HB 158, an act relating to the limitation of liquor license, and HB 546, an act relating to harassment of persons legally engaged in hunting, fishing, and trapping. I apologize to the committee for being late. There were the conference committee on the House Bill 7, which both the speaker and I and Representative Winty set, got a little longer than we had expected today. And as a result of that, what we'd like to do, deal just with the first two issues that I mentioned, House Bill 298, which is a bill sponsored by Representative Adams, an act establishing National Petroleum Reserve Alaska Special Revenue Fund and providing for effective date. I noted at the sign sheet at the door that there was no one signed to give further testimony on this. It is a bill that Representative Wisk and I heard in resources. So there are at least two committee members who have set three lengthy hearings on this matter. I note sitting in the gallery that the Commissioner of Revenue is here, who's been involved in with his staff in developing the committee substitute that's contained in each of your files. And we will need to adopt the committee substitute, Representative Hayes.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I move and ask unanimous consent that the Judiciary Committee substitute for House Bill 298 be adopted and move the original bill.
Is there objection? Hearing none, please substitute for House Bill 298, an act establishing the National Petroleum Reserve Alaska Special Revenue Fund and providing for effective date before the committee for discussion. Is there anyone here that wishes to make comments on this matter before the committee acts? Seeing none, Representative Moore.
Supposed to be discussed on the motion to adopt the committee substitute, but the changes in this bill from what was done in the resources committee, or what are the significant changes?
Probably the biggest thing that we covered, amongst other small language changes, and in the original bill there were some plural languages that were removed, and the words were made singularly, as well as we cleaned up the arithmetic method. The Congressional Act that allows these funds to flow to Alaska is a rather simple clause, and it simply states that if I can find it here, I can read it for you. I think there's a copy of it in the file. But it says that 50% of the funds received from onshore petroleum reserve sales in PET 4 will flow to the state, and those funds are to be reused or used by the state then to allocate as such funds the state shall give priority to use for subdivisions of the state most directly and severely impacted by development of oil and gas leased under the Act. And that's the Act that controls the fund. As Petroleum Reserve 4 is located all or nearly wholly within the North Slope Borough, activities necessarily surrounding these lease sales affect probably the eight villages located in the North Slope Borough.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'll answer the question.
Representative Hayes.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I move that the Judiciary Committee substitute for House Bill 298 be moved from the Judiciary Committee with individual recommendations.
Is there objection? Hearing none, Judiciary Committee substitute for House Bill 298 moves from Judiciary Committee today. The next activity for discussion is House Bill 158.
Thank you.
House Bill 158 is a CNRA Committee substitute for 158. is one that the committee has discussed at length on two previous occasions. And I believe the present bill that's before you answers all of the questions raised at previous hearings. Wally Keebler is assigned to make remarks on this bill, short remarks, I was told. Mr. Keebler, at this time, if you'd, since we are recording electronically, if you'll say your name for the record prior to making your comment, I'd appreciate it.
Mr. Chairman, members, my name is Wally Keebler, and I represent Odom & Company in Alaska Distributors. I think it was about 6 weeks ago when we were discussing this bill, and they're talking about a limitation of 2,500. Which in this bill is 1,500 and 3,000. And I think it was Representative Miller's, he had some amendments, but they're not in front of us here. But I wouldn't, just a few remarks. Mr. Chairman, I oppose this legislation as another restriction on an already highly regulated private industry. First, Mr. Chairman, I'd like to correct some figures that were given to you by the previous witness at your last hearing on this bill. It was said that Alaskans consume more liquor per capita than any other state. In 1982, Alaska was the fourth in the consumption of distilled spirits, fifth in wine, and eighth in beer. You have in your folder, I believe, these figures. These figures were taken from the Distilled Spirits Council of the U.S. who obtained these figures from state government. Alaska figures are high because of seasonal tourism, construction, logging, and fisheries. As you all know, Alaska is crowded in the summer. There were 690,000 tourists here in 1982, spending $277 million in creek and 9,500 jobs. There is an influx of over 10,000 fishermen and fishery workers every year. This helps point out why there's a high percentage of consumption in Alaska, but not higher than in your state, it was previously stated. All these licenses they keep talking about are not all cocktail bars and liquor stores. They are 128 hotel motel licenses, 65 Elks American Legion, other clubs, 108 airplanes and ships, 242 beer and wine restaurants, 495 cocktail licenses, and 460 stores, three which are community, and one pub. We are not the first in number of licenses per capita, as it was stated. We are third, but that includes all on-premise sales, which are not all bars and which inflate the figure. This legislation would increase the number of licenses from 1,500 to 2,500. This is just another restriction on private business by the state. It is not needed, as the cities can and do enforce stricter laws than state laws, but cannot relax them. A city council or any borough assembly can refuse additional licenses, as they can cut down on hours if liquor can be sold, as Anchorage and Juneau have done, and they can vote dry as many as approximately 60 have done. I understand Anchorage wants and supports a bill like this. They can, by ordinance, refuse to issue any more licenses. Why pass the buck to you? In fact, Mr. Chairman, I read in the last 3 days that the borough assembly in Anchorage is taking action along these lines, according to the press. The neo-fuel prohibitions would lead you to believe that the fewer the licenses, the less alcohol is in. There are no facts to substantiate this. If there was only one store in Anchorage or bar, a hardcore alcoholic would get his bottle or drink. Most alcoholics don't drink in bars. They can't afford a drink that costs from $2 to $3.75 a drink when they get a bottle of wine for the same price or cheaper. I have more testimony this week. Said it'd be short. But I really don't believe this is necessary, and it is really special legislation has been requested by the City of Anchorage to the Liquor Control Board and to the governor who was going to introduce the bill and hasn't. To say it. The borough assembly can restrict licenses, which are, sounds as if they are going to do it.
Are there questions by committee members or Mr. Kubrick? No, thank you so much, sir, for coming down and sharing those comments with us. Is there discussion by committee members on the committee substitute to House Bill 158 CNRA? Representative Long?
Yeah. Mr. Chairman, if there is discussion, I make a motion to move the bill from committee with individual recommendations.
A motion to move committee substitute to House Bill 158 from CNRA from committee with individual recommendations. Is there objection? Hearing none, House Committee substitute for House Bill 158 CNRA and action related to limitation of certain types of liquor license removed from the judiciary committee today with individual recommendations. We will at this time move House Bill 546 into the judiciary limbo file and hear it at a later date. Although the calendar hasn't gone out, it is my intention to hear House Joint Resolution Number 72 is here on next Tuesday. And I would urge the members to look at the other bills that we said we'd get to vote. They are lengthy in nature and need to be read. I'd urge you anyway to read them prior to the committee meeting so you don't have to spend a whole lot of time reinventing why the Alaska Railroad works or does not work. So if there's nothing further to come before us today, we'll stand adjourned until 1:30 next Tuesday.